With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer. Some Montana lawmakers are applauding the U.S.-China trade agreement signed Wednesday, saying it's a big win for the state's ag producers. Critics say a trade war with the world's second-largest economy should not have happened in the first place. Policymakers say the initial agreement with China cools tensions after a year-and-a-half-long trade war and escalating tariffs. The U.S. has agreed not to impose or reduce tariffs on some products from China, including cell phones and laptops. China says it will do more to protect American companies' intellectual property and purchase an additional $200 billion worth of American goods and services by 2021. That includes at least $40 billion worth of U.S. food, agricultural, and seafood products annually for the next 2 years. Montana Senator Steve Daines and Cascade County Commissioner Joe Briggs joined President Trump Wednesday for the signing ceremony in Washington, D.C. Briggs, who represents 15 Western states on the Executive Committee of the National Association of Counties, says the U.S.-China trade deal has far-reaching ramifications economically, especially for farmers and ranchers in north-central Montana.
The deal itself obviously just has dollar amounts, the commitment levels of China's increased purchases for ag products. There's nothing specifically that says who gets those contracts. So our folks will obviously have to compete for it.
Briggs says even if Montana's ag producers don't win the contracts, the bigger market in China should help improve overall prices. He's also confident Senator Daines can help Montana get its fair share from the deal. Daines is Montana's lone seat in the U.S. Senate Finance Committee, which has jurisdiction over international trade, and a member of the U.S. Senate China Working Group. Briggs says the trade deal could also help Montana's pulse crop industry.
Senator Daines has been at the forefront of trying to get the Chinese beef market open, and this deal definitely gets that accomplished. But also pork and poultry, which we provide a lot of out of north central Montana.
Briggs says the trade deal could also help Montana's pulse crop industry. Democratic Senator John Tester said in a statement Wednesday, the initial agreement with China is a welcome first step, but there's a lot more to do to end, quote, this self-inflicted trade war. With ink dried on a deal with China, the full Senate now turns its attention to the United States-Mexico-Canada trade agreement later this week. With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer.